Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, folks? Good evening, good evening, good evening to you guys, to you Hebrews, to you Black Americans, you ADOS, foundational Black Americans, native Black Americans. What else can we call ourselves to differentiate ourselves from those other nations that hold us in such contempt? I am Amos A. Nunn. I am the Black Fact Checker. I am the Incognito. I am broadcasting somewhere deep in enemy territory, deep in the oppressor's homeland, stolen fair and square from those natives that they genocidally kicked off property they declared was theirs. Oh yes, folks, I am here, I am loud, I am proud, I am a Hebrew, I am a captive released in this country, unabated, and kind of in the position of feeling I can do whatever needs to be done to survive. Good evening. Thank you for joining me. I thank you for allowing me in your lives. I can tell you this, folks, without you, none of this could occur. And of course, without the Most High, none of you could occur. If you wish to call in, the number is area code 319-527-6069. I'll say that again, 319-527-6069. And tonight we come with a lot on our plate. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to get started and revved up here in a proper fashion. I want to make sure that I deliver it to you straight. I want to make sure that I check the facts. You know how I roll. I try not to use profanity and fail at every turn. And so for those with virgin ears and gentle minds, please be aware that profanity is coming your way. Because, well, folks, I'm pissed the fuck off. Aren't you? Look at the events that culminate in tonight's show that result in coming and dovetailing quite nicely with the show that we've planned. Got a brother shot 7 times in the back as he checks on his children. I don't care the circumstances of his arrest. I care about the optics and what it looks like, and it looks foul. You guys know it. And today, what set me in a tangent today was hearing police say that he was shot because he was near a knife. But I'll come back to that. Because we know that after that incident, now the incidents of rioting and acting out is now coming into play. And yet again, we have an incident involving what I consider to be the most bizarre manner in which an incident can unfold. Folks, listen carefully. 17-year-old white child traveling from his home state to another state to hold down what he called was a situation of grave danger, needed his attention, his 17-year-old attention. He, being empowered by these white supremacists, these right-wing nationalists, these new neo-Nazis, allowed this young man to come up there. Though intentions aside, I think that Tucker Carlson put it in that he saw need to intervene. Now, anytime one of us picks up a weapon and does something, the folks over there at Fox don't commend us for trying to intervene. I dare say they convict us for taking any action. And folks, tonight's show, podcast, is going to be raw and uncut, and I haven't even started. Again, I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. The call-in number is 319-527-6069. I want to thank my executive producer, Mr. Doug Rice, and for getting us back on track. I can't say enough about this gentleman. We were going in an interesting direction with interesting people, and I'm so glad that our paths crossed, that allowed us to straighten out the trajectory that we were headed in. Now, let me tell you something, folks. The reason this show is on today, I want to go over what's been come up with by way of a solution. And the solution that we're looking for, the solution that we're looking into is that of the solving of the white problem. I mean, I hate to say it's so neo-Nazi-like. Sometimes the impact is felt a bit better when you use their familiar terminology, something you know that they may understand. We got a problem. And, the reason the Amos A. Nunn, a play on words, I'm sure if you folks haven't figured it out, the Incognito also might give it away. Amos A. Nunn is a kind of a turn, a play on word, on the word anonymous. You are Amos A. Nunn. Everyone, all Hebrews, we must remain Amos A. Nunn. They kill and murder leaders that they identify and can compromise. And so I remain forever anonymous. And, if the history has to be pointed out and what we've experienced when folks who have not necessarily even taken the lead, but maybe have a different suggestion, a different way of going about doing things, maybe contrary to what the powers that we find acceptable. And so I've determined, along with the folks that produce this show and fuel this movement, that not only are we going to remain anonymous, not only is my persona that of an anonymous character, but it will remain so to protect my identity, but also in the event of something happening to me, to be passed on to the next person who can remain anonymous. Now, I'll read it. As we hurtle full speed, and I think we can all agree that we are currently hurtling full speed toward an event. But as we hurtle full speed towards what can only be described as an epic adventure politically, the stage is being set for events that will, no doubt, change the course of human history. Donald J. Trump has exposed the raw nerve of reality regarding the racist sentiment long held by otherwise normal white people that populate the United States of America. And tonight, folks, you and I, we are going to discuss our suggested response in depth. That suggested response is the agenda, the association of geographically enslaved Negro descendants of the Americas, and the three principles that govern the movement. Those three principles being separate, educate, do no harm. And so we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss our suggested response in depth. We'll discuss the principles and how they play a part in achieving the goals that are, in my mind, just within the grasp of foundational Native Negroes in this country. Again, folks, my name, Amos A. Nunn. I am the incognito, the black fact checker. Let's check the facts. Let's check them. Let's do it. Okay, so, you know, lots been talked about. We talk about the building of this country, who it was built for, why it was built. There are new revelations that have come to light for me that add to the story of why this country was built. And again, if you listen to my podcasts on any normal or regular basis, I'm sure you guys know there are only two spiritual beacons that I have chosen. Your choice can be yours. Please don't confuse what I'm saying as me pushing what I believe on you. I believe the truth is self-evident. But two spiritual resources that I'm dedicated to. One being Minister Dante Fortson, an established and brilliant writer, researcher, who has written a myriad of books on topics related to us and our experiences as Hebrews in captivity. He, in turn, turned me on to Tiao Ministries, the End of the World Ministries. Brilliant individuals, one and all, who discuss topics I think are of grave necessity and importance to the Negro community. And so, those individuals give me the research and foundation that I use in presenting to you this suggested response to the new uprising against us. And when I say new, please don't be misinformed. I don't mean that this is a new thing they're doing to us. They've been doing this to us for 400 years, but now I feel there's a collective awakening occurring within our community. I believe that as time progresses, more and more of us will come to understand who we are in the grand scheme of things. What's been hidden from us? And I invite you to do your own research. I invite you to read and study. One of the greatest providers of information on this planet is Amazon Kindle. So I might promote that platform. And they have the ability to download books that give you a clear picture of who we are and what our function is in this society. Dante Fortson has written so many books, I can't even begin to number them. What started me on my journey was a book from Hebrews to Negroes. And they have also a volume 2 of that same publication, an astounding book that set me on this path of discovery and wokeness, if you will. There's not a day that goes by that I don't reference that application with my library there at my fingertips. I would also recommend an Audible account. That too gives you the ability to hear the written word. And so, folks, today we discuss the agenda. We discuss the three principles, and we discuss how they play a part in our hopeful survival of what I believe are upcoming events. So, what's going on? Well, what's going on is they're killing us. I mean, they're killing us. They're leaning on our necks. They're killing us. We can't breathe. They're killing us. I mean, it's beyond selling cigarettes. It's beyond the, you know, fake BB gun simulations. It's beyond, you know, now one of the latest things is we got a guy, black man, walked up to a woman. Tried to ask her for change, maybe an aggressive panhandler. The husband, feeling or stating that his wife's life was in danger, killed the black panhandler. And guess what, folks? No questions asked. No interviews, no arrests, no interrogations. The story, and that's it. And I need you to understand that if the roles were reversed and someone came up to my wife aggressively panhandling and I decided to kill them on the spot, you can believe that there would be no acceptable explanation involving fear for my wife's life as a black man. Yes, we are hurtling. Full speed. There's going to be an epic adventure. If you haven't been paying attention, if I can veer off topic just slightly, Donald Trump is not going anywhere. And that's going to be a situation we're going to have to deal with when the time comes, because I could scream it to the high heavens and I don't think anybody would believe it. But let's go back to the wanton murder of black men in this country without investigation. So we got that guy. Asks a woman for change, gets killed. Interesting. We got the white guy that comes down the neighborhood, assaults somebody, shoots somebody, gets chased down. They try to take the gun from him. He kills two people, goes home, tries to give up. Cops walk right past him. Folks, aren't we getting a clear enough picture? Aren't we able to put this together and take the appropriate action? I think we are. I think it's time for that action. I think that we can talk the whole system to death and we'll come up with the same observation. And now it's time for the solution. The solution that we've come up with is the agenda. The three principles are pretty simple. First one is the one that I think would put a near end to incidents involving our interactions with these Gentiles. So, we know the agenda has three principles, but the acronym, the Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas. Now, that means Negroes. That means, you know, folks that descend with kinky hair, you know, burnt bronze skin, black folks. I'm not talking about anybody else. Now, from there, let's go to the principles. The first one being separate. Now, what do I mean? Well, first, let's talk about the necessity to do so. What else do they have to do to prove they are not interested in our presence? Why must we as people be so cleaving to them? I believe that's the word. Why do we have to cleave to them? Why can't we let them go on about their business and allow them to go on about their way and stay out of their face, out of their LZ? It's, you know, not simply physically. Separation has to come first mentally, psychically, psychologically, spiritually. One of the things I've noticed is that we as black people look to these white people as the examples of what, say, toughness is or crime is. We rename ourselves to suit this whole dynamic. Nitty, all these other Italian American names, these gangster names that imply that this particular individual and his culture is the one that I would best associate and identify with and mimic. The reason for that is that we don't have our own. And the only culture that we do grasp a hold of is the choice we have before us, because they stripped us of the culture that we came here with and gave us the choice of their twisted culture, self-hate, white supremacy. So the separation, the first principle in the agenda, being separation, is the most vital to begin the second and third principle. We've got to remove ourselves from these people. And I'm not talking about some rude, disrespectful manner. I'm not talking about being controversial or combative. I'm not talking about being confrontational, folks. You can tactfully recess yourself from any situation. It can be done. If Martin Luther King can march nonviolently, we can avoid Gentiles. And to take it one step further, that separation can't simply stop mentally, can't stop at the mental side. It has to go to the physical. And you have to exert a great amount of effort to achieve the physical separation, because we rely on them for so much. That's the painful thing. It's like a symbiotic love-hate relationship going on between the two tribes for hundreds of years. My name is St. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito, doing a podcast from an undisclosed location somewhere deep in enemy territory, as released captives. I want to thank all you folks on Twitter that have followed me. I want to thank all you folks that listen to the podcast, specifically after it has been podcast. I know that it's awkward to try to get folks to sit down and listen to somebody drone on and on. But usually what happens is you folks realize I'm saying something. I'm not just talking to hear myself talk. We have to get away from these people. And to further my point, the reason is because they're dangerous. Folks, listen. White folks will tell you all day how lethal, how dangerous, how deadly, how murderous they are. Let me tell you something. Believe them. There's no problem taking them at their word. I have seen it. So have you. They depict it in their movies. They depict it in their art. They depict it in their songs. And the fact of the matter is we need to wake up and understand that we are mimicking them. We are mimicking them. And we must stop. We are not them by any stretch of imagination. And unless and until we wake up as a people and understand that we are copying the wrong example, nothing will happen of any substance. Look, this ain't personal. This is not personal. I need everybody to understand who's listening. You know, we're not talking about separating from Gentiles because it's a personal thing. It's self-preservation. If you haven't been following the news, you know, it's one thing to tear up your own neighborhoods. And I disagree with that. I don't believe that we should be acting out in such a manner. Now, I understand it, but I don't agree with it. But the one thing I like to point out when it comes to these types of things is cause and effect. It's not black people that are espousing superiority over others. It's not black people that have started two world wars. It's not black people that were involved in neo-Nazism, Nazism, World War II, Adolf Hitler. We don't have the notion of supremacy over others. That is a notion of European origin, and that's a problem. And it's unnecessary. Now, how do you explain that to the average white dude that's obsessed with his own superiority, that has been told his entire life that he's better than? Why am I promoting separation? Because for our own well-being and our own safety, we need to get the fuck away from them. And we need to keep the fuck away from them until they get their shit together and we get our shit together. The long and short of it. It's nothing personal. I believe them. They talk about that they're tough and they're murderous and they're dangerous. I believe them. You should too. That's all. So that first principle, separate, is meant to protect and preserve us. We were never meant to integrate. I mean, I don't know how many ways I can say this. I can tweet it. I can put it on Facebook. I can write articles about it, but folks, we were never meant to integrate with Gentiles. It's just the long and short of it. Nothing personal. So, first principle, separate. The second principle, just as important as the first, educate. Now, I mean, this is a one-word instruction. You know, this doesn't get more simple. So from separate, we go to educate. Now, what am I talking about when I say educate? I told you. I started this journey reading one book. One book. It was by accident. It was intentional. That book was From Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up, Black America, by Ronald Dalton Jr. He's written since then Volume 2 and Volume 3, I believe. Educate. Don't believe what's been told to you. We've been brainwashed. So guess what? I read a book called Brainwashed by Tom Burrell. challenging the myth of black inferiority. Read books about us that delve into our culture, and read the books that were written by us, and educate ourselves. Let's stop letting them tell us about us and who we should be. How dare we let our oppressor define us? Second principle is educate. I mean, I could go on and on. The books that are available, Stolen Legacy, George G.M. James, for centuries, the world has been misled about the original source of the arts and sciences. A book, read it, The Black Hebrews and the Black Christ, Volume 1, 2, and 3. These are publications freely available to you. One of the most important publications that I have come across is a book by Dante Fortson. Minister Fortson has written a book called Hiding the Hebrews. Did America Kidnap the Lost Tribes of Israel? Available on Kindle. So the second principle involves education. Educate. Read Maurice Lindsay's book, Wake Up to Your True Identity, revealing the biblical nationality of the so-called African Americans. Educate. Read The 13th Tribe. Folks, the bottom line is, black people in this country are Hebrews. Period. Educate yourself. Again, I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for adding me on Twitter, for adding me on Facebook. I mean, we've got a Patreon, we've got Reddit, we've got a blog, we've got YouTube, we've got Pinterest, we've got Instagram, we've got Tumblr, we've got Twitter. We're trying to do this full time. And the end game for the agenda and the agenda community is our own Black Haven, our own city, our own town, our own safety net, if you will. There are enough billionaires who are black that this could happen. But the fact of the matter is, we can't let them know what we're thinking. We can't let them know our plans. Do they let us know theirs? Of course they don't. What I'm saying, folks, is what we've been doing has not been working. We need to do something different. Not calling for any uprising. That is foolish. There's nothing to be gained. We certainly can remove ourselves from their presence. We can distance ourselves, and we can maintain that distance. And we can look inwardly and develop our own communities, police ourselves. Are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. Will things happen? Most assuredly. But it's high time and past due simultaneously. It's ridiculous. And quite frankly, I'm getting tired of hearing from them. Aren't you tired of hearing from them? And to further the point, don't you think they're tired of hearing from us? For God's sake. They're killing us out here, folks. We're not playing games. I'm not talking about being afraid. I'm talking about being aware. I'm talking about being somewhere else when it comes to these Caucasians. I choose to believe that they're as dangerous as they say they are. I'm going to go ahead and let them have that one. Just time's short. And it's my estimation that the Most High is on his way. Now, you may not believe that. That's fine. I personally believe that God Almighty is en route. And I would rather be in process of doing right than twiddling my thumbs waiting for them to do right, because they're not going to do right. While I'm at it, let's turn to the topic of allies. I have newly discovered this term allies and also its definition, and now I have embraced it wholly. I've seen it with my own eyes. There are white people that know who we are, that understand that we are the Hebrews and understand that salvation comes in belief of that fact. Nothing that we can do personally, I can tell you that without doubt, but the circumstances are, we're Hebrews, they're not. And there are Gentiles waking up all over this planet that are telling you folks that you are Hebrew and you need to come to terms with it. Folks over in Israel are telling us we're Hebrew. What do you think this is all working up to? What do you think's going on? Is that a joke? You have no idea how seriously dangerous things can get in this country with this clown at the helm. Might as well segue toward Donald Trump, because if that's not a white supremacist that is in the White House, I don't know what is. It may not be him, but it's more likely Stephen Miller. We're in trouble 8 ways to Sunday, and we can do nothing about it. And make no mistake, they're listening. They're everywhere. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. They can try me. Look, folks, this serious business, is becoming more and more dangerous. And the only thing that I call for is separation, education, and the third and most vital of all the principles when it comes to maintaining our existence is do no harm. We commit to one another as Negroes to never do harm to one another. We can exist in a community free from strife and problems while we wait for the return of the Most High. And that's for real. So the three principles are simple. Separate, educate, do no harm. That's it in a nutshell. I'm Amos A. Nunn. I am the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for adding me on Twitter. Thank you for listening to me drone on and on. I do this because I have to do something. People ask me why you do this. I do this because if I don't do anything, the rocks themselves would yell. The fact of the matter is, we're in a dire situation right now. If you don't see what's going on in the minds of these folks that surround us and oppress us, if the actions don't tell you what's going on, I don't know how else to put it to you. They're no longer being subtle. They're being overt now. And the only thing I can recommend is that you stay alert, keep your head on a swivel, have some kind of plan. Because they do. Who do you think this 17-year-old punk came from? These folks are organizing, arming themselves, and teaching their children to kill. That's what they're doing. I'm not making this up. This is going on. And while they train their children to kill you, you get in front of cameras and ask them to be cool. Ask us to be cool. Don't overreact. You know what? Days of not overreacting are soon coming to an end. I don't know how much you can take. I'm Amos A. Nunn. Again, you can call me at 319-527-6069. I even invited Ice Cube to come on the show and give a call. Doing a 90-minute show. I don't do it very often. I don't tell or telegraph what I'm going to do. And let me tell you, I'll dovetail into that. Stop telling these folks your business. I can't say that enough. Stop telling these folks your business. Stop telling them what you want and just get what you want. Stop waiting for them to do. They're not going to do enough ever to put themselves anywhere near equal footing with any of us. Stop looking for it. And most importantly, understand, they don't care. Well, just let that sink in. These folks come from a long line of barbarism and murderous intent. What do you think? How do you think they got where they're at? Steer clear of them at all times. It's a simple objective. Don't be rude about it. Don't be belligerent. Be cordial. Be tactful. Be on guard, but be gone. And so, we look at the news, we see what it is they are doing, what they're setting each of us up for. I think a lot of this is being propagated by other sources. And you know, it's a long-held standard of what people in power do. They create a chaos that they fix, which justifies the steps they take in fixing the chaos they create. And what we're about to witness in this country is its demise. I can tell you without doubt, folks, you know, there's so much going on behind the scenes, things that we're not even aware of, moves that are being determined, okay? And it's, you know, biblically, from a prophetic standpoint, this country's days are numbered, and that's a fact. And the question is, where are you going to be when the lights go off? Not just where you're going to be physically, but where you're going to be emotionally, more importantly, where you're going to be spiritually. The reason I do this is because I got to do something. Somebody's got to hear. And we have to make at least an effort. Can't be distracted by what we see in the media. We can't allow it to swallow us up. We can't allow it to take our psychic energy, if you will. But what we have to do is steel ourselves against what's coming, because what's coming is on its way. You can feel it, I'm sure. As an empath, I know I feel it. must do is be prepared. We must be prepared to move. We must be prepared to move. We must be prepared to be mobile. Lots about to happen, folks. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not talking about doomsday. I'm just talking about activity. What's going to happen? I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. Once again, I want to thank you guys, my executive producer, Doug Rice, one of the best executive producers out there, just getting us back on our feet. We invite you to give a call, 319-527-6069. The Amos A. Nunn podcast is brought to you by First Contact, where scrubbed data is best. First Contact takes raw data, puts it through a patented survey process, and provides a saleable, pursuable business leads to various services industries and companies. Call First Contact if you're looking for fresh data. What are you guys feeling? I mean, that's really the question. Are any of you having reoccurring dreams? Because I'm having reoccurring dreams. I'm having dreams of us being locked up. Are any of you having the same setup in the dream? Same exact walls, the ground, the bars, the air, everything the same. I've been having the same dream now for about 2 years. All of it involving us being locked up. There's an ancient Chinese blessing. The ancient Chinese blessing is, the curse. Let me give you the curse first. The curse, the ancient Chinese curse is, may you live in interesting times. And you don't understand that it's a curse until you hear the blessing. And the blessing is, may you live through interesting times. We are about to experience interesting times. I believe that a lot of us are going to see things that we've never seen before, and it may, in fact, will affect a great many of you negatively. That's what I mean when I tell you have to steel yourself up for what's coming, because what's coming is going to test a lot of you. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito, enjoying a wonderful Thursday, checking out the news, just watching it all unfold and hoping that my brothers and sisters stay safe. That's all we can do. Stay as safe as possible. It's dangerous out there. It really is. Dangerous people, dangerous minds, dangerous thoughts, dangerous actions. All being fueled, in my opinion, by unseen forces that whisper to folks every day. Somebody is telling them that they're better than others. That's just a fact. It's not just being passed down from generation to generation. An unseen being is saying these things. It's been expounded upon over and over again that this is in fact the case. And now we're in the middle of it. It's going to get real interesting, folks. It's going to get really, really, really interesting. Everywhere I look on the media, everywhere I look on TV, I'm bombarded with white faces. I'm bombarded. I'm being programmed to accept this as the new normal or as normal. And everything positive, everything that's enjoyable, everything that's of great worth and value, that's associated with light skin. And that's a programming that's been going on consistently since the 1940s and 50s. Recently, I've learned that they took the figure or the person of Jesus, of Yeshua, and though a Negro, man of color, Council of, I believe, Trent, created a Caucasian Messiah or Jesus. And that was fashioned after, I believe, the Pope's son and Michelangelo. So this has been a consistent and nuanced conspiracy for centuries. Taking people who are of dark skin and creating and replacing them with people who have light skin, taking people who have a dominant gene pool and replacing them with people who have recessive genetic traits. This is being fueled by something or someone. This is not a happenstance. It's not coincidence, folks. They did it in Brazil. They came down to Brazil. The whole country was a Negro country. They paid people from Europe to move to Brazil to whitify the country of Brazil. It's documented. King Leopold in the Congo killed 10 million black people. And the only thing that we can talk about is Adolf Hitler killing 6 million Jews. I'm trying everything I can to wake people up, to give people the opportunity to see and learn what's out there to be learned. With the advent of the internet, information is at your fingertips. You walk around with it in your pocket every day. And some of you will not take the initiative, tap on the little screen and look up the origins of black people. They all knew, and they all know. They know who we are. We are a royal family, one nation within a nation. That's what we are in this country. And if we started acting like royalty, can you imagine what would happen? If we all walked around knowingly looking at one another, knowing that we're royalty, that we're the tribe of Judah. So it's the mindset that I'm after, the mindset that must be adjusted. What we think about ourselves has been dictated by others for far too long. It's time that we think about ourselves for ourselves, and we think positively. We've been spoon-fed a negative image for so long. We're used to the taste. We have to spit that out, and we have to refuse to take it in anymore. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito, forever anonymous. Podcasting from an undisclosed location somewhere deep, 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 deep in the United States. The United Snakes of America. Country built for white men by black men for white men. So consider what Martin Luther King said shortly before his death, when he spoke about land grants that were given to white families. And in spite of that effort to build up families immigrants that were offered this magnanimous opportunity, while black people who had been here 280 years were passed over for the same opportunities, having earned it most assuredly. These are the injustices that we have to swallow every day. And that's why I say a conscious black man can never go back to sleep. Sleep evades conscious black people. Apologetically conscious. And don't give a fuck about who knows it. And don't give a fuck about who's listening. Come at me, see what the fuck I do. The bottom line is, I don't know about you, but I'm fucking fed up. I'm tired. I'm tired of eating a mile of their shit. I'm sick of them telling me how much crime we fucking do as we imitate these motherfuckers all day. And what we need to do is remove ourselves from their presence and don't fucking look back. Real simple. Why is it so difficult for us to fucking leave? I told you, I was going to get a little upset. Just simple math, you know? I mean, if there were an opportunity for us to leave in safety and have all the things that we need to survive as an independent nation, I mean, I'm sure I'd go for that, but it's my understanding that the Creator is going to provide that. It's my understanding that just the way the Egyptians begged the Hebrews to leave, they're going to beg us to leave. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. But I got to believe in something. We are at a crossroads, folks. We are at the precipice of something huge. We're right there. Can't you feel it? Can't you sense it? Can't you see it? Come on. The craziness that's going on right now is unparalleled. It's unheard of. Who would have thought that Donald Trump would be president of the United States? This is topsy-turvy crazy world. This ain't normal. The devil's in charge. Y'all know it. Now is the time. Now is the time to run to the Most High and ask for forgiveness. And to pray to the Most High and ask Him to show you the way to avoid the pitfalls laid out by these devils in front of us every single day. They ain't your friends. Don't give a damn about you. It's not until we care about ourselves enough to come together and wait on the Most High patiently. And maybe things will start to look right. But we got a long way to go. And the agenda, the three principles, could at least start us on the road toward the goal. I'm not talking about I got the solutions. I just at least, here's what the agenda and the three principles do. They create the most optimal environment for us to succeed. You know, I mean, that's really what the agenda was put together for. The Association of Geographically Enslaved Negro Descendants of the Americas and the three principles, separate, educate, do no harm, all meant to create the most optimal conditions for this nation, period. That's what we're talking about. We gotta have our own space. We gotta correct our own mistakes. We gotta stop imitating our oppressors. I mean, that's what we have to do. And unless we correct ourselves, which, you know, coming to that, I mean, that's going to be an internal issue. But I can tell you without doubt, as much as we may dislike Gentiles and what they do to us, what we're going to do to our own, is really going to be a corrective stance. Because right now, at this point, you know, we owe it to our kids to check ourselves. Fuck what they're talking about. We care about what they're doing. What they're doing, they're doing. See, we know what they're doing. We're experiencing what they're doing. So what we need to do is remove ourselves completely from whatever they're doing and mind your damn business. Mind your business. Let them do what they're doing and mind your business and correct our house. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. About 30 minutes left on the show. You guys can call me at 319-527-6069. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate all of you adding us, giving us the opportunity to inform you and give you something to listen to. Donate on our Patreon account. We have a GoFundMe account. You know, we're trying to do this full time. We want to be on the air every single day. Of course, we try not to keep a schedule because, again, we don't want to telegraph what it is we do. You know, we want to take from them what we can use and leave the rest aside. That's what we're trying to do. We have to reinvent ourselves, almost. And really, no, I'm not even talking about reinventing ourselves. See what I'm trying to do? We're trying to stay safe until whatever happens, happens. That's really what's going on. Because there's an event that's sure to come. And my only objective is to preserve yourself alive to see that event. I'm not talking about uprising. I'm not talking about picking up arms. I'm not talking about fighting anybody. I'm talking about avoiding and staying alive for the coming events. That's it. That's all we're trying to do. So, call me 319-527-6069. We're coming up on 25 minutes left. I try to do a 90-minute show. I let my voice dictate how long I go. If I feel my voice is trailing off, I end the show. That's just the way it is. What I also do is I keep them guessing. There's no reason for them to know when we might do another show, who we might have on. You know, it's time to get clandestine. It's time to really think outside the box. What we've been doing has not been working. We must do something else. It's okay. They can't do much more to us than they've already done. So it's okay to try something new. But what I suggest is separation, education, and the commitment to do no harm to one another as Hebrews in this country and in the Americas. That's all. If you feel that that is somehow a crime or something that puts you off, do me a favor. Get further and smell better. Because I don't have time. I don't care. They're killing us. What do you want us to do? I'm Amos A. Nunn. I'm the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. Doing kind of an impromptu show because I started off my day pretty upset about, you know, having a brother getting stabbed, getting shot 7 times for being near a knife. Okay, whatever. I'm also wondering, where are the camps? Do I need to start on the camps with 23 minutes left in the show? Because I don't see IUIC anywhere. I don't see GOCC anywhere. Where are these Hebrew camps? I mean, they can do formations in the middle of the damn road, all dressed up in their Power Ranger suits, but The brother got shot in the back 7 times, and I'm hearing crickets. These brothers don't even come out their house. Where are they? Nothing. Let me tell you something. I'm so sick of camps, because they're there when nothing is going on. They're all highfalutin, high-stepping, freshly pressed Power Ranger suits. It lets something jump off, and it's like turning on a light in the kitchen, getting the roaches to just scatter. They're nowhere to be found. A joke. Should outlaw them. Bottom line is, folks, we're under siege. That's what's going on. And there's nothing that we can do offensively. So the only thing that we can do defensively is retreat, recess, get small, and wait. The Most High is coming. That's it. There's no winning. I mean, I need you to understand that. It's not, you know, there's no winning an aggressive act. These folks invented aggression. Deadly, efficient murderers on the planet. They've been doing it for a long time. So there's no reason for anything that involves our demise. Because they will affect it. When we play it smart, that's what we do. We play it smart. We don't tell them anything we're doing. We don't give them an indication they're in any kind of danger, because they're not. We stay the fuck out of their faces for as long as humanly possible. And that's it. We create our own communities, police ourselves. That's it. And we wait. Because that's what the scriptures instruct. That's it. You have to do anything else. I mean, we say none, the black checker, the incog Negro. Again, I appreciate you folks following us on Twitter, following us on Facebook. You guys are awesome. Can't do anything without the audience. My producer told me that. I believe him. You guys feel free to comment. Feel free to share. Understand that this is this is a necessity. This is a great concern. Our very survival, your very survival, may depend on it. And whatever you do, don't pay attention to the folks that run their mouth all day and don't say anything, because, quite frankly, what do they have to do with you anyway? You know, the folks that talk about you don't care about you anyway. Again, I want to thank the audience. I thank you guys for chatting with me. Thank you for paying attention. Again, you can give a call, leave a message, the number 319-527-6069. Maintain your distance. Keep safe out here. Remember that, it's all nearing an end. You can't exist in this kind of an environment. Under these circumstances, without there being some sort of reward. So think of it as them having laid the foundation for what happens next. Because that's what's going on. They've laid the foundation for what happens next. They've put this man in office. They've given him all this power. They've talked recklessly. And now they're, whatever becomes of this, it's their doing or undoing. And we as if you know, again, folks, think of it like this. Think of us as prisoners of war. Prisoners of war. We've been held captive so long that we've developed the Stockholm Syndrome. And instead of fighting tooth and nail to get the fuck out of here, we've become complacent. That's what's going on with Negroes in this country. You forgot that you were slaves. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. Never forget that you were slaves. Never forget, because they don't forget. Don't forget slavery, because they don't want you to forget. They tell you to get over slavery, but they want to fly the Confederate flag all day. Fucked up. Don't tell me to get over slavery. Get over the Holocaust. Jesus, criminy. Is it all coming together now, folks? Are you getting the gist of what's going down? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? This is a very planned effort. This is all orchestrated. Where we're at, what I'm doing, what they're doing, it's all orchestrated. Well choreographed. And the dance ain't over yet. Music's about to get a little bit more upbeat. You better believe it. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I thank you, you folks, for listening to my YouTube videos and the Reddits and the Tumblrs. And you guys are awesome. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito. We're going to be back. We're going to be on the air again. I'm never going to tell you when. I'm not even going to tell you if there's a pattern to our shows. There may be, but we can never let them see what we're doing. We can never, ever, ever let them see what they're doing. We are prisoners of war, folks. And the war rages on. And there are casualties every day. And we have to be conscious of that. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your consideration. I'm losing my voice. And I'm done. You guys have a wonderful day.